Now, this has led to meetings in London with what's called the Joint War Committee. Now, I'll have a link below for this. The Joint War Committee is made up of representatives of Lloyd's, the big insurer house, and other underwriters who determine basically where insurance goes. If you look right now, the rate to go through the Persian Gulf, through the Strait of Hormuz, was roughly about 0.15 to 0.25% of value to go through the strait. That's what you were paying above and beyond, and that was good for 7 days. Well, what we've seen happen is the insurers canceled this. So you get stories like this from Jonathan Sauls over at Reuters. London marine insurers are expanding the Gulf high risk zone as the Mideast conflict escalates. So that Joint War Committee that met on Monday has determined that they're adding high risk areas around Bahrain, Djibouti, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar. They're expanding out the danger area. Now that danger area is going to require more money. The insurance rate is going to jump from 0.15, 0.25% to anywhere from 1 to 3%. 3% is going to be for US, UK, and Israeli vessels because they are viewed to be high targets. Not just US, UK, Israeli flagged, but US, UK, Israeli owned. And that is key.